I was very happy to support this motion, and I was again happy to see the motion on the floor of the Dáil. I think, you know, since hearing of this levy in the budget announcements there recently, it has created a lot of confusion for people, and I suppose I wanted to raise the issues for the people of Clare. So, for example, in our constituency, we have, you know, 16 planning applications were granted last week, and a further 21 were received. So it's in light of, I suppose, those, you know, young couples, old people, you know, farmers, you know, all of those people who would be interested in building their own home, or I suppose buying their own home in the very near future. I mean, none of these people ripped off decent, hardworking people by selling them defective concrete products and causing their homes to crumble around them. So, you know, it shouldn't be down to the ordinary, I suppose, taxpayer to be punished in that regard. And I think it's important that government, you know, gets this levy right. And I believe even within their own ranks, there is confusion and arguments going on there.
Would you be in support of a levy if it wasn't the customer and the average person who would pay the price for it?
Well, I think, you know, the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland estimates that the imposition of this particular levy will, I suppose, add on anywhere between 3,000 or 4,000 euro in the building of a three-bedroomed house, and that's the most common in Ireland. You know, and I suppose the answer here is not to target the hardworking people building a home and investing in their future. And the answer is instead to get on with legislation to investigate how this situation arose and how hold those culprits to account properly and thoroughly. So I know that, you know, the government needs to, I suppose, look at this policy idea again before it completely spins out of control.
Would that mean that you'd be in favour of, say, delaying a levy until it could be reshaped in light of whatever comes from the investigation into the defective concrete block scandal?
Well, I know that they need to, I suppose, get funding for the redress scheme, and obviously that's a huge priority. I know there is, you know, many homes in Clare that is impacted by that issue, and they need to get a move on, I suppose, getting their homes rebuilt. But I think it's just very interesting that no reforms of any aspect of the regulation regime ensuring adequate compliance with the standards for the manufacturing of building products, you know, has come about since this first, you know, issue first came about. So it means, I think, you know, when we're talking about a levy, we need to impose on those who profited from the sale of defective blocks and the current sale of defective blocks. So we know that Aidan O'Connell from Engineers Ireland told the Housing Committee just 3 months ago that there are still problematic quarries producing defective blocks, and that's just a shameful indictment of, I suppose, a lack of investigation to date.
So you'd rather the focus be on the investigation before we can move forward to the redress element of it and reshaping what needs to happen there?
No. I want the redress to happen as soon as possible, and that's, I suppose, helped by the bank's levy. But I think when we're talking about a levy, it has to go towards those who profited at the sale of defective blocks. So they need to be the ones who pay rather than, I suppose, any hard-working taxpayer now.
Do you think that the vote put pressure on the government to really review this and reform the levy as they have put it forward?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think there was pressure there anyway, even coming from their backbenchers who could see the confusion being caused and, I suppose, the outcry from many, I suppose, sectors within their own constituencies. You know, we're in a housing crisis. We have been now for the last 10 years. It has now reached higher levels than ever before. So I think it's contradictory to be here talking about imposing a concrete levy for, I suppose, anyone who's going to be home building from here on in.
Violet Anne, are you confident that the Coalition will actually review this when the Budget Finance Bill is being debated?
I think they are going to have to review it because of the pressure that has been imposed, and rightly so. I suppose a lot of fair points have been mentioned in relation to the levy as they announced in their budget. I did see that the Taoiseach came out there recently saying that he's going to try look at a way that first-time buyers aren't going to be included. Now, how that's going to be done, again, what is yet to be seen. So I think, yes, they have no choice now but to review it and to really sit down about how they're going to tackle this issue. And I just hope it doesn't cause any further delays for those in Clare that are affected by the PIRA issue.
Because a levy in some form will be needed to pay for the redress scheme.
Absolutely, but it has to first and foremost come from government, and it's up to them to, I suppose, figure out where they get the finances from. There is the bank levy to fall back on, but then, take an action and being definitive on it, looking at those quarries in particular who are still selling defective blocks, but also who were engaged in selling and profiting from the sale of defective blocks in the first instance. So I suppose it's a case of getting the finger out on this issue and finally dealing with it head on.